Support your team wherever they are with Insight in Google Chrome OS. Enterprise-grade security and seamless device deployment for companies of all sizes. Learn more about smart, simple solutions that will unburden your IT department. Go to insight.com/chrome. That's insight.com/chrome.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. When it comes to the streaming wars, content providers are looking to build up their own platforms. But what about networks that have interests in multiple platforms? That makes deciding where to put their shows to attract the biggest audiences and make the most money a lot more complicated. On today's show, Lillian Rizzo, who covers the cable and media industry for the Wall Street Journal, joins us with some exclusive reporting on how NBC Universal is thinking about this choice and what it tells us about the current streaming landscape. That's after these headlines. The CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, said he would consider leaving the company if he can't quickly fix the cultural problems there. Sources say Kotick made the comments in a meeting with senior managers last week, but stopped short of promising to step down. Kotick has been facing criticism from Activision's employees, investors, and business partners after a WSJ investigation revealed he knew about allegations of sexual assault and misconduct at the company, including rapes, but didn't inform the board. A feud between the bosses of America's biggest bank and America's most valuable car maker cracked open a little more last week. J.P. Morgan Chase sued Tesla, claiming the electric car maker owes it $162 million from a series of trades the bank helped arrange in 2014. Over the years, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has snubbed J.P. Morgan, run by CEO Jamie Dimon, choosing instead to work with rival banks or have other banks lead their deals. So, clashes between the two CEOs are nothing new. Still, our banking reporter David Benoit says the lawsuit was an unusual step by J.P. Morgan.
It's really rare for us to see a big bank sue a big client like this. A lot of bankers were really surprised to see this come out last week, and it was sort of a question of, like, what is J.P. Morgan thinking? They can make so much money working with Tesla. It's such a big, growing company. It's over $162 million, which isn't the biggest amount of money in the world. It's also not a tiny amount of money. It's not going to really move the needle at either company in terms of their finances, but it's going to just sort of stir up the angry pot between these two, I think.
For more details on the long-running tensions between Tesla and J.P. Morgan, check out David's story on WSJ.com. The cloud communications software market saw another acquisition. The Swedish telecom equipment maker Ericsson struck a deal to buy Vonage for $6.2 billion. Ericsson said the purchase, if it closes, will be its biggest ever and will expand its wireless enterprise business and broaden its global offerings. And Netflix says it's investing in special effects company Scanline VFX. The Canadian company worked with Netflix on shows like Stranger Things and Blood Red Sky, as well as with rivals like HBO on Game of Thrones. Netflix says it will invest in Scanline's infrastructure and workforce, but the company will continue to operate as a standalone business, accepting other clients. The deal is expected to close early next year. All right, and speaking of streaming, original content is key to standing out in the streaming business. But for networks with interest in multiple services, deciding where to put that content can be tricky. We'll discuss the latest battle in the streaming wars after the break.
The world needs software to work perfectly. So Dynatrace combines cloud observability and AI ops to help teams simplify cloud complexity, operate more efficiently, and drive better business outcomes. See how at Dynatrace.com.
We've got some exclusive reporting from the front lines of the streaming wars. People familiar with the matter say NBC Universal is considering pulling its content from Hulu and keeping it exclusively on its own streaming service, Peacock. NBC is coming up on a one-time window in its content licensing agreement with Hulu, and if it does pull the trigger, shows like The Voice, Chicago PD, and Saturday Night Live could move by the fall of next year. NBC Universal owns a third of Hulu, but in the increasingly competitive streaming wars, is it every service for itself? Joining us to break down this complex decision and the current streaming landscape is our cable media reporter, Lillian Rizzo. Lillian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So before, you know, NBC had its own streaming service, before Disney had its own streaming service, when you just had kind of the Hulu and Netflix options, how were these, you know, big content makers, how were these big cable companies deciding where to put their shows and what kind of deals did they make with the streaming services?
Sure. I mean, at that point, there had been a lot less competition. So it was just a matter of getting your content out there and having people see it and letting it resonate. And, you know, just a few years ago, it feels like there were only a small amount of streaming services. So they were really bulked up with a lot of different content. And then everybody kind of started pulling back and doing their own thing. And Hulu's interesting because it was created by a group of media companies. It wasn't just, you know, one company's answer to streaming. And that's how Comcast NBC Universal is a part of that mix. They were one of the early investors in Hulu, so much of their content went onto Hulu. That was their only digital platform, really, outside of cable, broadcast TV, and on-demand and that sort of thing. So a lot of their content made sense to go on Hulu. They own a piece of it. Why not boost that up and see it grow? And then, you know, Disney over time took a bigger and bigger stake in it because they ended up buying 21st Century Fox and inheriting that stake, and the other players left. So it just left Disney in control of it with Comcast, NBC Universal owning a third. And then in that time frame, in just a couple of years, NBC launched Peacock and then started thinking about how can we use our own content to boost our own platform. But given they do own a piece of Hulu, they don't, you know, necessarily want to see everything leave there overnight.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because NBC Universal is an owner in Hulu. Pulling all its content, couldn't that be like shooting itself in the foot?
It could be. And, you know, from what our reporting tells us, they don't necessarily think it could hurt the valuation of Hulu. It does have its own original content, but it could kind of change the way people view Hulu. A big thing about Hulu is that it gets a lot of content from broadcast networks and gets to air it the next day. So you can watch This Is Us on NBC one night on TV, and then the next day it lives on Hulu and you can watch it there. And so it became this sort of platform for next day viewing if you didn't get to view it on TV, whether that's because you don't have a traditional TV or because you just didn't make it. I mean, there's also libraries of content on there that's, you know, like Saturday Night Live, for example, or Chicago PD or those sorts of shows where people can go back in time and binge the first few seasons. And, you know, that's a bit different than these next day deals. So NBC is considering, you know, do we pull all of it? Do we pull some of it? Do we maybe change the makeup of what these licensing deals look like? Maybe instead of next day, a show comes on a week later or just a different time frame. So it's not so simple as just like pulling everything off.
And it's considering moving those shows from Hulu to Peacock. How is Peacock doing it? Launched in 2020.
Yeah, so that's obviously a big part of this window. So they have this one-time window where they can, you know, pull some or all of their shows. And obviously a big motivating factor should be Peacock. It just started a year ago. And when it started, it was supposed to start, you know, on the back of the Olympics. NBC has the rights to the Olympics, and a lot of that content was going to live there. But then the coronavirus pandemic happened, and the Olympics were delayed. And so Peacock got off to a start without a lot of the content they thought they would have, meaning either the Olympics or even just shows where maybe production was slowed or, you know, a lot changed during COVID. And so a lot of analysts and those in the industry feel Peacock's library just isn't living up to a lot of its competitors at this point. And maybe it makes sense to see all NBC content just live there because it would force a lot of consumers to go there for things like Saturday Night Live or The Voice rather than just, say, The Office, which, you know, they did pull from Netflix and now solely lives on Peacock, which, according to Antenna's data, when that happened, they did see a surge in signups.
And as all of this is going on, there's also this tension between NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast, and Disney, which is the controlling shareholder in Hulu. Can you just explain what's going on here?
Sure. So Comcast and Disney are the controlling shareholders. And in 2019, they worked out this deal where it would remain that way until 2024. And then at that point, either Disney can force Comcast to sell or Comcast can force Disney to buy them out. And at the time, they kind of set this floor on what that valuation would be if one was to buy or sell, for example. And so at the time, it was $27.5 billion. And since then, you know, Comcast has been arguing that the valuation is likely a lot more. And they've been vocal about this in public calls, saying they believe the valuation of Hulu has been rising. And, you know, if they don't leave Hulu until 2024, that's totally fine because they'll make a lot off of it. But at the same time, Comcast feels that Disney is holding back on its investment in Hulu, namely when it comes to international. We haven't seen Hulu expand its distribution internationally. And the argument is Disney is so focused on Disney Plus, making that its international platform, that it's not putting that into Hulu and it's holding back the valuation. And so we've learned from various sources that they're in arbitration right now, arguing just about that strategy and how Disney is handling its strategy of Hulu. And it's interesting for Disney because it does have Disney Plus, which is this huge platform right now, and everybody's very focused on it. But it's also very young adult children's content focused, and Hulu is understood to be the place where Disney puts its adult content and its adult shows.
You know, you mentioned Disney Plus and NBC Universal has Peacock. Does the fact that these companies are focusing on their own platform tell us anything about where the streaming wars are headed?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, and it's something we're literally seeing evolve right now. I mean, I think right now we're in the phase of all of these platforms have been formed, and now they're just trying to put their best foot forward and, you know, have all of this original content live on their platforms, whether it's libraries of content or new content. I mean, Peacock also has live sports. It's been releasing some movies in the theater and on Peacock at the same time. So they're all sort of taking these different roles, whereas Netflix is, you know, more of the traditional streaming service. But yeah, it will be interesting because there's a big separation of content and where to find it, which means consumers have to shell out more for more subscriptions. And then it might come to a point of how many subscriptions are people willing to pay for and where does it go from there? And it's been interesting because for Disney, at least, they've bundled their content. They've put Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Plus in one package. And data firms have said Hulu has really seen a benefit in that. People who want Disney Plus in a bundle, they're also taking Hulu in the same time. So it could tell us where things go. Does it make sense to bundle services again or not, or see content live in more than one place and just see these licensing deals evolve from what they once were?
All right. That was our reporter, Lillian Rizzo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.